Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's a chilly day here in Foxborough. But let's get to some notes about practice. Rob Ninkovich was back on the practice fields. Are you surprised by that at all?
Well, you know, he wasn't out there on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, he was there. And yeah, I was. I mean, we saw the way he looked leaving the field with his injury on Sunday. And then reports started trickling out that, you know, it was a hip injury, maybe not as bad as it first appeared, but you still had to figure there was a lot of doubt as to what his availability would be. There still has to be doubt about his availability, right? And there were no actual injury reports submitted because the team is on a bye week, but having him out of practice had to be a boost to the team. Their best pass rusher, 8 sacks on the season. I just really think he would be a really difficult guy to fill, to replace, because he's an every down guy now. He's really developed into a defensive leader on this team. So really, it'll still be a big item to watch for next week as they start really preparing and getting down and dirty into who that opponent is going to be. But it's certainly a good sign that he was on the field Thursday.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned the bye week, and historically the Patriots have some good luck when it comes to having a bye week as it relates to going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they, you know, under Belichick, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they've had the bye week 6 times before, and they've gone to the Super Bowl 5 of those times, 3 wins, 2 losses. But they're definitely the type of team that the 3 times that they did not have a bye week, they did not end up advancing to the Super Bowl. So, you know, you can look at it in a few different ways. The bye obviously helps in terms of the wear and tear. You have one less game that you need to win, right, in order to get to the Super Bowl. But, you know, historically, you know, looking back on the last 10 years or so in the NFL, about 65% of the teams that made the Super Bowl had a bye. So it definitely helps. The Patriots have certainly had more success getting to the Super Bowl with a bye than without. 2012 is a new year. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, let's talk about some players that we're going to focus on in the postseason. Maybe some players to watch this week who really need to step it up as they head into the postseason. Who do you have?
Well, I'm going to be looking at Aaron Hernandez. You know, he had a really strong postseason last year. All 3 games, he performed well. I think he and Wes Welker tied for the team lead with 19 catches in the postseason. Hernandez had 2 touchdowns. So he's proven, to some degree, some success in the postseason. But the last 2 games of this regular season, he had only 6 catches combined against Jacksonville and Miami. I don't think he's at the same level he's been at in the past when he's at 100%. I think you can tell because of how critical he is with yards after the catch, getting open. He hasn't been at the same level. I think this week, having the bye week, he's among those players who this is an important stretch to maybe get a little more healthy, get some more of that explosiveness back, because Tom Brady, I think, is going to go in his direction in the playoffs. It all ties in with Rob Gronkowski and Wes Welker as well, but Aaron Hernandez, I'm really going to be keeping an eye on at practice next week and then in the game.
I agree with you on Hernandez, but I'm going to look at somebody on the other side of the ball, and that's Aqib Talib. I think there was maybe too much hype on him when he first came in here, and against the Colts, he was very impressive. He had a pick 6, but I think coverage-wise, he's going to really need to use this bye week to focus on himself and do some self-scouting in that area. There have been some times where Devin McCourty's had to bail him out on a few tackles, but again, he came in mid-season, and that can't be easy, so I'll have my eye on him.
Yeah, really a big key of the secondary, you know, from when he came in, allowing some other guys to get in more comfortable positions. So I agree. I mean, I think you bring in Aqib Talib midseason for these kinds of games, for the playoffs, really trying to stabilize the defensive backfield.
All right, well, it's time to kick it into high gear as they get ready for the postseason, but that'll wrap it up for us here from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.